This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Ben Affleck was forced to restrain an overzealous fan looking to take selfies with the actor and his girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez, while at the Venice Film Festival. The 49-year-old was photographed at the airport physically blocking a maskless fan who got a little too close for comfort while attempting to take photos with the pair. Affleck was the first to push the man away. Wow, great security. The Activist was supposed to be a reality competition series that featured six inspiring activists teamed with Usher, Priyanka Chopra, and Julianne Hough, working together to bring meaningful change to health, education, and the environment. But pushback from the internet about it being a competition has turned it into a one-time documentary special. Cancelled. The Backstreet Boys won't be providing any holiday tunes this Christmas. Nope, the very grown-up boy band have canceled their Christmas shows in Las Vegas and have subsequently postponed their holiday album that was due to be released this year. Several COVID-related reasons, including travel limitations, were given. Backstreet's not back. Merry f***ing Christmas. Again. Ashton Kutcher endured take a shower chants during a live appearance in his home state of Iowa. Yep, the actor appeared on ESPN's College Game Day, during which he was met with crowds chanting, "Take a shower," after he and wife Mila Kunis sparked a debate over how frequently humans should bathe. On camera, he was a good smelly sport. Nicholas Brendon, the actor who played Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is struggling to walk amid deep-seated medical problems and immense pain. The 50-year-old actor, who has suffered paralysis in his genitals and legs, has had to cancel promo work for his new Amazon Prime film, Wanton Want. What he wants is the feeling back in his balls. Dog whisperer Cesar Millan's pit bull allegedly attacked a former star gymnast, leaving her unable to compete, according to a newly surfaced lawsuit. The athlete, Lydia Mattis, also claims the dog mauled Queen Latifah's pooch to death and that Millan tried to cover it up. Cesar claimed Mattis had assumed the risk of being bitten because she knew the dog was dangerous. Jerk! Marvel Studios has become an Emmy winner with only its first television series, thanks to WandaVision. The Disney Plus limited series that centers on Wanda Maximoff, played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Vision, played by Paul Bettany, picked up its first Emmy at the Creative Arts Ceremony for Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Program. Marvelous! Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's teenage daughter says she's happy after she moved out of her mom's house. Sammy Sheen, 17, posted, quote, "Trapped in an abusive household, hated myself, would go days without eating or sleeping, insanely depressed, hated school, etc. Finally moved out of the hell house and quit school," unquote. Good luck with that career in McDonald's. Comedian Norm Macdonald, one of Saturday Night Live's most beloved cast members, died after a 9-year private battle with cancer. He was 61. As the host of Weekend Update in 1993, his hilarious barbs against O.J. Simpson ultimately led to his getting fired from the show. One of SNL's exec producers was good friends with Simpson. R.I.P.
Idiot of the Week!
Kim Kardashian showed off her inner dominatrix. She made a shocking entrance as she checked into the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in New York wearing a head-to-toe black leather outfit that only showed her ponytail. Kardashian was in town for the Met Gala. The hot, sweaty vapor cloud coming off her certainly contributed to global warming. Idiot! Polina Poroskova, 56, shared a video of herself performing tapping therapy, a holistic method that supposedly, quote, calms the amygdala in the brain, regulates the nervous system, and reduces stress and anxiety by tapping on points of the body, unquote, and calms you down after you've been left out of your hubby's will. She's tapped out. Former Taylor Swift music rights owner Scooter Braun dropped $65 million on a modern palace here. A month ago, he filed for divorce from his wife of 7 years, with whom he shares 3 kids. The new 19,000-square-foot home has 6 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, a theater, an indoor lap pool, and 270-degree city, ocean, and canyon views. Sickening. There's renewed interest in HBO's iconic mob series, The Sopranos, due to the upcoming prequel film, The Many Saints of Newark, and the series hitting HBO Max. Steve Sciarrippa, who portrayed Bobby Baccalieri, said that during filming, Gandolfini and Michael Imperioli got so drunk before shooting a scene that they had to be chained to a tree. Bada bing! Tori Spelling attributed her youthful new look to makeup and skincare after she was snapped looking like a different person and subsequently accused of having plastic surgery. Spelling, 48, said, quote, I'm an amazing makeup artist, and with contour, she does makeup like no one else, unquote. Who needs a makeup artist in everyday life? Tori Spelling does. The Trash Bin. Allison Mack is enjoying her last few days of freedom before she's expected to serve 3 years for her role in the NXIVM sex cult scandal. Smallville actress Mack, 39, was photographed with a new man in Long Beach, California, as they grabbed a bite to eat at Little Coyote Pizza. Soon she'll be eating slop on toast. Mmm, yum.
The news wrap-up.
Salesforce has offered to relocate employees after the Texas abortion law went into effect. A judge ruled that Apple can no longer force developers to use in-app purchasing. Facebook says glasses with cameras will be the norm in 10 years. The Chinese Communist Party has ordered broadcasters to resist effeminate men, calling for more masculine representations in programming. So, goodbye K-pop in China.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is the most popular film for the third week.
The number one album.
It's Drake's Certified Lover Boy for the second week.
The number one app.
It's still PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Forgotten in Death by J.D. Robb is the top fiction book.
Ed Sheeran is notoriously private about his personal life and has rarely shown pictures of his $5.1 million estate in Suffolk, England, which is nicknamed Sheeranville. The 30-year-old star has bought several houses on the site, which includes a lake, an underground music room, a chapel, and even a pub. The property is comprised of a modern detached farmhouse, a 16th-century farmhouse, a 4-bedroom home in front of the farmhouse, all of which he's purchased over the past 8 years. In addition, Ed has a treehouse with a living room, study, and TV room, and a 4-car garage that looks like a barn. He had me at pub. Here's Ed Sheeran with the song of the week, Shivers.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. Drink that smile. I wanna feel like I, like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're closer, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks.
That was Ed Sheeran with the song of the week, Shivers. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.